what's up, y'all? Welcome to the podcast, Men Talk 2. New season, new topics. Probably going to talk about some old topics as well, but we're going to revisit them later. So, let me give y'all a little backstory real quick. So, me and Tulane was out eating yesterday at this meeting place restaurant. And I told Rick a little bit about this too, but we're going to go ahead and put this on out there. So, we had a couple sitting next to us. At the meeting place, I'm gonna put them in air quotes because that's what they was doing, meeting up for the first time. And they talking all loud. Music is loud enough because we heard the music bumping in the background. But they was talking loud enough for us to hear what their conversation was about. So like I said, they meeting for the first time and dude giving his history of how he came about to be single. So let me tell y'all this. He told old girl right off the rip, they sitting at the table drinking, having drinks or whatever. I was married. I cheated on my wife. We got a divorce. I married the girl I cheated with. And then they got a divorce.
And then so, I said, that's what he get.
That's what you damn get. That's
first of all, you never married a side piece. Like you don't look. I'm gonna say it in the simplest terms, in the most business way I can say it.
Okay.
You don't promote within; you hire from outside.
Wow.
That's
pretty good. I like that.
Look at it like this, and
you don't agree, Lazy? You don't agree?
It was one of them.
While you side eyed over there, you don't agree.
think about it like this though. If you promote from within, then that person you just promoted to girlfriend, wife, whatever, gonna have trust issues. And you're gonna be dealing with that because they know what it was like then.
Yeah.
And Lee, I don't remember which episode from last season. Well, it was one of the first ones we was talking about how it was like a girl I know. She was the side piece. Then she got promoted, and so then next thing you know, he messing around with like she the girlfriend, but he messing around with somebody else too. It's like, come on, man.
He was
like,
a habitual cheater.
Yeah, but I don't know.
She caught all that smoke though. She caught all the smoke.
Yeah. Like you don't promote from within. That's gonna cause too many issues.
Yeah.
If anything, your girlfriend boyfriend should be somebody that don't know that you a cheater.
Come on, Alaysia. Come on, put it out there. Are you biting at the
bit? None of it is to me because what are we cheating for anyway? Like, and then to say, what do you say? Don't promote. What?
Don't promote from within. You hire from outside the company.
You hire from outside.
How versus... would you none of it? Then nobody would be in this situation.
There you go.
Now, hold on. So, let me put my disclaimer up. I've never cheated. I don't intend to cheat. I don't agree with cheating, but
I done cheated.
I've came close to it. I ain't gonna lie. I've came close to it, but I ain't never go there.
Yeah. Anyway, let me throw this in there too. So y'all know Khloe Kardashian. She just had her kid with Tristan Thompson
via surrogate.
Yeah.
Via circuit. No. I'm talking about the first kid.
Oh, okay.
First kid she'd had already.
Yeah.
Now she pregnant via circuit with this other kid with the habitual cheater, which is Tristan for the streets Thompson. Dude for the streets, man. He out here killing it. And this is the funny part about it. They doing the circuit thing while old girl that he was cheating with. What's her name? Marley something. All that shit was going on at the same time, which is crazy. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the topic of the conversation today, I just thought I'd get some traction on that, is do women or men cheat up or cheat down? And what I mean by cheating up is, do you elevate your status in life as far as, is that person better than your partner that you got now? Or you out there just slanging it all around for any and everything, cheating down. That's the topic.
I had to
get a little intro in it for the whole thing before we popped off. So y'all, let's get into it. What's happening? What's going on? What y'all think?
I think it's different for everybody.
You think it's different for everybody? Yeah. It's not a male versus female thing.
No, ain't no male versus female thing. Cause number one, men just don't give a fuck no way. So they gonna cheat down. They gonna cheat up. They don't even give a fuck. Long as they don't hit, that's all they worried about.
Oh my God.
Dumpster, and somebody gonna hit it. He can have Beyonce sitting at home on the couch.
Wow, which did happen.
Yeah, which did happen. But like I say,
but we don't know who he cheated with though. So
it don't matter. She's better than Beyonce.
Jay Z, he cheated with a Becky. She said that. She said go call Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
She wasn't better than Beyonce. So like I said, it don't matter with men. You can crawl out the gutters.
I mean, but
and somebody still gonna hit.
But with Beyonce though, we don't know what she like at home. Like, yeah, she fine,
but that ain't the point.
Well, Lee,
there's more to it than that.
Lee,
get your strong her ass on.
See ya.
But I think it's more personal preference. Like for me, if I was to cheat, you gotta be, for me to risk it all, you gotta be battling what I got at the crib.
Exactly.
Cause I mean, I ain't finna be out here with no ugly duckling and get caught and get put out for no ugly duckling.
But it happens all the time. Yeah. You catch people out here. Yeah. We hear stories about people that's done.
Hey, we've all worked at Volkswagen. We know.
This is Volkswagen and beyond.
We know.
You got the trophy wife and the trophy husband at home, and the husband or the wife is out there getting it in with somebody who ain't being treated like they treated out in the streets. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. My thing would be, why not talk to the person that you are with to get that what you missing at the house?
Right.
Versus going outside the house and getting bad boyed and everything else going on. So that's the part I don't understand.
From having conversations with married men, and I know somebody that's going through something similar right at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Not cheating now. He's cheated in the past and he actually didn't get caught. He came clean with it. You know what I'm saying? And fessed up to it, which blew my mind, but whatever.
He told on himself?
Yeah. Conscience is a motherfucker though. I get that. But
is it really?
I mean, I wouldn't have told on me, but
I wouldn't have told on me either.
That's what I'm saying. Most people, they don't say nothing. If they ain't getting caught, if they ain't getting
right,
getting pressured or anything, they don't say nothing until it.
They can know, and you can know they know, and you still going to deny until they show proof that they really know.
Right.
But
anyway,
in they situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, she feel like she do everything or don't do nothing wrong. And it really ain't even like that with them. And like I said, I've known them forever. So I know what really going on in the house for the most part. And she, after they had that situation where he told on himself, of course, you know, there was trust issues and all that. But she feel like she do more around the house than what she actually do. And a lot of times, us men don't feel like we should have to beg for sex from our spouse or our partner. And, you know, that puts strains on it. And sometimes stuff like that will make you step out again. And at that point, it's like, do you cheat up, or you just doing like Tulane said and just smashing whatever? Because, like, shit, I ain't getting emotional shit. Because even as men, we need emotional connections and attachments and feelings and all that. And so sometimes we need that shit, or we gonna step out. It ain't just women that need that emotional shit.
Facts.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. Come on, Alaysia. I know you over there.
I know she looked like she was ready to fight that gig.
Like, man, you don't get off here with this mess. Man, you don't get off this TV and talking that shit.
Because, y'all. It don't make sense to me, like
it don't make sense to you at all.
She complaining about what this lady not doing and what she thinks she doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if y'all talk about it, and there ain't no change behavior. It ain't no change behavior. You mean to tell me you rather cheat than to leave? That's what are we cheating for? I think that's why I can't understand. Because why are we doing it? Like, and then y'all like, I understand, but it's like, I don't understand.
I understand. Here's the thing. I understand to a point. Let me. I get your point as well, Alaysia. Mm-hmm. The point is, and I'm gonna throw this way back national, because Jay-Z and Beyonce, he cheated. Beyonce said, "Hey, you staying? We in this shit forever, until." It's the same thing.
Until they got in the elevator, right. Solange was like, "I got to get mine."
Yeah, Solange.
You ain't finna do my sister like that. Got her out here looking like this. Like, yeah. You know, we bad bitches. I mean, they in this together
now. Yeah. He realized he was wrong. I'm sure that he ain't gonna ever cheat again. Ever. Yeah. You get a whole album made after you. You get your ass whooped out in an elevator.
Elevator. With a camera.
Right. I mean, that ain't gonna ever happen again.
Right.
But bringing it back down to local stuff, well, I don't know if it's local or whatever, but for Rick's purposes and what he just described, I agree with you. Why are they still there in each other's face, not solving the problem? Yeah. As far as, okay, we talked about it. You ain't gonna change. Evidently, I ain't gonna change. Y'all need to go y'all separate ways. I totally agree with that. I'm all for that shit.
And I look at it at both sides. Like, Lee, you know me. I play devil's advocate. So, I'm one of them people. I never tell a married person, like, oh, man, like, you need to do this. I'm that friend that don't give married people relationship advice by me being single. Like, I don't, or never been married. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't have that to give. You know, my advice is, hey, man, y'all need to work that shit out. You don't want to be out here. You know what I'm saying? hey, y'all know it's rough out here. But, but yeah, you want to work that shit out. You don't want to be out here. But people don't want to leave because, you know, they got houses tied up in it. They got kids tied up in it. And it's hard. When you come from a broken home, you don't want to break your home, if that makes sense.
It do.
You know, you want to try to make it work.
What is wrong with y'all? But
it do make sense.
Because you want to give your kids better and more than what you had.
Exactly. But how am I going to do that if me and my partner not showing them the right kind of love?
I agree 100%.
Totally agree with that too.
Like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate, you know, going both sides of the picture here.
See, I can only see one side. God don't bless the mess. And when you
get out
here doing
the hell out is what you say. Period. Hurry up and get the hell out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my stance on it as well. I mean, if it ain't working, hell, I can get some more stuff. Mm-hmm. I can get another house, another car, all that shit. Yeah.
That ain't
all
enough
that stuff
me.
Is replaceable.
Hey, I left with my computer, the TV I came with, and my Xbox. I left everything else that I bought.
Oh, that's replaceable. Peace of mind is not replaceable. Yeah.
Peace of mind. And my kids, peace of mind ain't replaceable. Right. I don't want no damaged children.
Right.
Well, they're gonna be damaged anyway because both of the family members are separated, so ain't no big thing with that.
I know some kids with separate households who way better off,
right?
You know, than the parents that stayed together, so we can make this work,
right? Mm-mm. Fighting every day, and they hit to see that shit every day.
Yeah,
it ain't worth it. I agree. Right. Cheating up, cheating down. I guess it don't matter, evidently. To some of us.
And then, you know, I done seen a lot of the women, the majority of them, unless they just talking about sex.
Mm-hmm.
But they would rather they would cheat up because number one, they just money chasing anyway.
Which I think is the basis for the whole cheating thing anyway. Yeah. It's improving your quality of life.
Yeah. But
material wise.
Some of it's emotional.
Yeah, it's emotional.
It's emotional too. I mean, if your man out there whooping your ass every day, you want to get up out of there, then yeah. Or talking crazy to you, yeah, I would imagine so. That's cheating up. The guy you cheating with ain't women whooping your ass and talking crazy to you. So I guess so.
Women emotionally abuse us, and that's why we cheat sometimes too. I've heard stories about that. Like I ain't getting. Mm-hmm. She not doing for me at home what a wife should be doing.
You're right. And then at the end of the day, hold on up. That's one phrase right there. I hate to hear.
What did he say?
Like,
say it again.
At least they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
She's not doing what she should be doing as a wife. I ain't talking about no cooking, cleaning stuff. I'm just talking about emotional as a partner.
Yeah, that too. But
like I'm not talking about the cooking, cleaning. I'm just talking about the emotions.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the emotions too.
Damn it, I'm talking about cooking and cleaning.
Shit. I'm talking about them niggas lying. That's what I'm talking about. Just point blank lying. Mm-hmm. Because everybody can't be
not doing right, huh?
Not doing right emotionally. Either it's you or it's her.
No, can I?
And okay. Half of the time is them because their parents was fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like they say, mm-hmm. Men be broke too.
See, that was the next point.
Oh yeah, I agree. Men be broke too. I was broken for a long time. Like
you don't know
emotionally
what
shut off all that.
Yeah, you don't know what love is yourself.
That's why people cheat. I think. I don't think people cheat for reasons. I think people cheat because it's something in them. It don't have nothing to do with the other person. It has everything to do with you. As to why you choose to cheat, because cheating is a choice.
Mm-hmm. It's a choice.
That's what I think.
It's like I say, women. Hey,
she
be
said
broke.
That with her chest, boy. She was mad about that one. She said that with her chest.
Y'all,
it ain't no reason.
It ain't. You can't say, well, she ain't been there for me emotionally. Well, how you know what emotionally is if you ain't never had the shit? Mm-hmm. So you can't say she not there for you. How you know you just don't know how to take the love that she dishing out to you? And you got to look at that too.
And one thing, y'all, because y'all know I've been doing a lot of finding myself and my self-healing so that I could be ready for the next thing or whatever. And one thing that I've ran across is love languages. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we want to be loved how we want to be loved, but we haven't taught our partner
exactly
how to love us in a way that makes sense for them as well. You know, because everybody's not, you know, say, I don't know, say I like to be affectionate in public, but my partner's not. Do I feel some type of way because when I try to hold her hand, she pull away? You know, and it's one of them, it's a give and take. Like sometimes I gotta understand that she not with that, and then sometimes she got to understand, like, all right, let me give a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's that balance that you have to learn each other. And a lot of times by us skipping that dating phase and trying to go straight to relationship because we smashed on night three, now we together and we can't talk to nobody else, we skip that part of it, and it causes problems in the long run, I think.
Day three. All right, we smashed on day three. Now we don't know each other, but we know each other
exactly. But you know what I'm saying? You,
hey, we together real bad.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody got to teach each other. You got to teach each other. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So you know, if she pulling away, you got to teach her. Hey, this what you do. Oh, maybe it might be like, shit, he moving too fast for me. I ain't trying to affection. Shit, it's just day two. We gonna go fuck tomorrow. Trying to hold all on me on day two. Give me some space.
Okay. All right. Too hot outside. Yeah. Man, come on, man. Fuck off me.
Wait a minute. But then, you know, it's like I say, a lot of people don't know how to love. Mm-hmm. You got people out there that don't even know how to give somebody a hug or hold a hand or be affectionate. It's just straight to the draws off. Let's get it in. And then, boom, y'all boyfriend and girlfriend.
And don't even know each other.
You don't even know each other. You ain't even hug me. You just took your clothes off and got in it. Ain't hugged, ain't gave nobody no sugar.
Sometimes one night stands turn into something like
that. Yeah.
Shit. I don't know about that one.
And then, if there is one night stands, y'all supposed to let them know. If only for one night.
Play loop on his
ass. Y'all be out there playing too much.
They do. That's be the problem.
Yeah,
right
that's
there.
The problem right there. Y'all play too much.
You don't know how to keep it straight. Tell them what it is and what it ain't
to keep it moving.
On a double back.
Yeah, double back.
All right, say less. You know what?
Then as soon as you pull off, you want to text her, was it good?
It's okay.
Don't do that for real, do they?
Yeah, they do. Was it good? Did you like it?
Hell no. Nah. Nah. I know if it's good by if you call me to come back or not.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all got to learn how to be them one hitter quitters. One hitter quitter.
Hey, sometimes it be that way where you got to spin the block again.
No, oh my God.
Yeah. Y'all don't care if the shit was dry. You still going to circle back.
That's a damn lie.
Right.
That's a whole damn lie right there.
I don't believe it. They be like, everybody can't be wet. Somebody out there crying. Somebody is wet for round two.
Hey, if you know what the hell you doing, they can't be wet.
You know they say it's only dry if she don't want you.
Right.
But then you be like, I'm going to try it one more time. Mm-hmm. See next time if I can get it a little wetter than it was.
Yeah. Look at like maybe she was having an all day. Yeah.
Nope.
Stop it.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So Leah, your situation when you cheated, since you were a professed cheater, did you cheat down?
I cheated because what I told you, we talked about this in last season. So I'm married, but I left and I got with somebody, which makes me a cheater according to the law. That's what I professed as me being.
Oh, yeah,
cheater.
That's right. So y'all wasn't like together.
We weren't together.
Y'all were separated, but
yeah, so legally I was a cheater.
Y'all still cheated.
Yeah.
Right. In the eyes of the law, I was a cheater.
If you was the cheating relationship, do you think you would cheat up or what would be your, did she gotta be better than what you got at home?
She has always got to be better than what I got. Period. I'm just out there just throwing dick around just to be dick.
Wait a minute.
I'm just going to not be out there just digging in everything around. No.
If I'm about to risk it all.
Improvement from what I got before, I got levels to this shit.
If I'm about to risk it all.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm finna blow up my whole household, it's got to be worth it.
I've seen most of the time women cheat down.
What?
Just from what I've seen women cheat down just because they make that person make them feel more beautiful than the person they with.
Rick. That be y'all men doing it, cheating down.
No, because I'm the only reason I can really see a woman cheating down and she ain't looking for nothing.
What's the reason?
That thigh is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
You got that fi-fi.
Yeah, I got that fi-fi.
That's it.
As soon as she finds somebody.
But it's got to be something before, like, it has to be something to pique her interest before it even get to that, because you just don't jump out the gate, let them smash. It has to be something to get that conversation started. No, I'm saying it has to be something to get that conversation started to where she even give them the time of day.
Yeah, look, as soon as he it's big and he send that dick pic, she like, okay.
It ain't even that. It could be word of mouth.
Yeah, it could be, I heard that shit was good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know how fellas and girls talk when they in their groups.
But then when she finds somebody,
like how Kim K did with Pete Davidson.
Wow. Yeah.
When she finds somebody with that sex and with that money, she gone.
He ain't even gotta have money.
That's true too. It's some bad boys out there that do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't get this part. Okay, y'all say if y'all gonna cheat, y'all gonna cheat up, right? Like, she gotta be bad. Like, she gotta be worth losing your partner.
Everything.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. But then y'all also said, don't cuff the side bitch. So, why she gotta be all that?
Ain't nobody about cuffing.
Rick said, we not cuffing the side piece. We letting her slide.
Yeah. Because, if everything get caught up, damn, this gonna sound wrong as fuck, but I'm gonna just say it. So if we get caught up, shit, I'm gonna need somewhere to go for a little quick second.
Got him. She look crazy. She like,
I'm gonna need
somewhere
to go for a quick second. If I get caught, my old lady, so I say I'm married, right?
But
I get caught and I get like, shit, we separate, boom, I gotta get out. Hey, it's gonna take me at least nowadays. Shit, it takes 2 weeks to a month to fucking find a place and get in it.
You ain't got no cousins. You ain't got no mama. No
I ain't
grandma.
Trying to sleep on no couch. Shit.
So you gonna go do a little using and sleep in somebody's
bed? It ain't using.
That's what it's all about.
We using each other. Shit, she getting some dick.
Everybody using each other.
Some dick, but you getting the house.
Not for long. Shit.
Inward.
Shit, I'm a motherfucker. Hey, if I'm there, I'm gonna throw you something on the beef. I ain't saying I'm gonna just stay there and not do shit. Like, I ain't that type of nigga.
And why I gotta be a couch though? Why your family member couldn't have a bed? Why they had to have a little couch for you to sleep on?
Shit, all my family members got kids and everything else, so they ain't got no spare rooms. We not rich around this motherfucker. Bedrooms, 3 baths with 2 people living in there. They ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, you ready now? Couch available. I'm taking it.
Oh, I have done it. Shit, I've hit some couches, but if I have a choice between the couch and the bed, where you think I'm gonna go?
The bed. Yeah.
No, it depends for me. I'm gonna have to hit that couch.
Yeah, you gonna hit that couch?
You know me. I'm always on the couch sleep.
Cheating up and cheating down.
Cheating down. But like I say to me, it just don't matter. I think women had their times of cheating down. They had their times of cheating up.
Yeah.
Men had their time of cheating up, but the majority of the time
they cheating down.
They cheating down.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They cheating down.
Y'all can't base that off what you see in Volkswagen, man. Y'all know. Y'all know them Plant 7s be like 3s outside that motherfucker. Look. When all you see is ugly ducklings, like the mediocre be bad.
No.
Okay.
No.
I done seen some of them. Yeah, I done seen some of them. They look bad as hell in them Volkswagen uniforms. I'm telling my bitch be thick, be looking nice. You see them outside.
Like, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them too.
Yeah. You ain't getting that Volkswagen money?
Well, you ain't using it right. That's what you ain't doing.
Right. God, not you ain't using it right.
You ain't using the Volkswagen money right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Shit. No, cheating up. I mean, I can't explain how cheating up and cheating down work for if it was me. But I did say earlier that, you know, I would have to be able to lose everything. And she would have to be that person that I would have to say, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going here. But it don't make sense to me either, Alasia. I agree with you as well. It don't make sense to me why you have to cheat and just get the fuck out of there and just go on about your business and do what you got to do. I mean, that's just for a moment anyway, because you know for a fact you ain't going to be with him.
Exactly. Well, sometimes they do. Hell, I done got left.
I know. It's a couple down there that they both cheated on their husband and wives, and they actually got together and got married. So,
yeah,
what kind of
sense
they
be making? Lord, I tell you
the
truth.
It don't make sense.
Yeah. I will say this. My pops, he cheated on his wife with her co-worker at the time. And Yeah. And then he went. This was the crazy part. So him and his wife end up getting divorced. He went to be with the lady or whatever. And then I guess he felt bad for leaving or wanted to try to see if maybe him and his wife could work it out or whatever. So he went back to his wife. At this time, she was ex-wife, married her again. And then they was together for a couple, like 2 or 3 years. And then they divorced again, and he went back to old girl, and they got married and been married for like 20 some years now.
It's because they ain't never stopped fucking around. That's why.
Look, knowing my pops, knowing my pops, I can't even deny that. So I can't even be like, nah, he wasn't, because I don't know. And knowing him, he probably was.
He was gone how long?
Huh?
Couple years?
Yeah. 2-3 years. Yeah.
And then, bam, we finna get married. He been tapping at the whole time. That's why she ain't had nobody. Because he was that creeping. Yeah. That's exactly why.
That's.
She already had somebody. She was just waiting on them to leave.
Did you hear that?
She was waiting.
You know what?
She get time waits on no man. You crazy little motherfucker.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, and then you got to be one sick person.
Rick, that wasn't a good example.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, like, that example of.
Yeah,
he cheated with her, and they got together, and it worked.
Yeah, the second time.
Did it work?
Yeah, did it work?
Yeah, they said together. He said they said together.
They married like 20-some years now.
Do that mean it worked, though?
He ain't never cheated. Never cheated on her.
You know, we ain't been with that man.
Nah, my pops will tell me. Trust me, he'll tell me. Hell, that ain't my mama, so he got no reason to lie. You know, he would definitely tell me. You know, as grown men, we on that level to where it's like, shit, nothing, this is what it is.
Yeah, but there's something wrong with old girl. Something wrong with the wife. Because you've been
the current wife. Okay.
You sat around all them years hoping and wishing that this man left this woman so y'all can get married.
I think she was dating around while he went back to his wife. I don't know for sure to say that, but I think she was. But she also knew what she wanted and who she wanted.
Well, that was somebody else's husband. That is weird. Like, I can't.
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
It really put a fire under my ass, though.
So you know what that means?
I can tell you over there talking with it, saying it with your chest, like.
Yeah, you got this.
I beat up a side bitch before that. Didn't even
look, 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 look. She finna King Kong that motherfucker.
Like, I don't like that.
Oh yeah, that is your
that's true. She whooped out somebody. Yeah, I remember that story.
I done whooped on a couple of them. One of them though had to do with me, but the other one didn't have nothing to do with me. It had something to do with my cousin and his wife.
Hit her with so that rope. What was that? Nivea, don't mess with my man.
What?
He wasn't even my man though. It was my cousin, but I had to go over there and beat the side piece up for the wife. Like, had to. But she was just giving real side, you know, peace energy. Like, you just mad because your man's with me. This lady is 8 months pregnant, and this is her husband. And you came over here talking about, you're just mad. No, all right, I got to punch you now. Like, I got to punch you now. Because you thought that was cute. Like, I don't know. I came with that. That is really...
What was the messed up part about the fact that she, I guess she, but it sounded like the side piece bust up at their house.
And she did. And did. That's what was crazy. They called me out.
Yeah. You out of pocket for that one.
Yeah, I really had to lump
her
up real fast.
So let me sidetrack this real quick. So do men make better cheaters or women make better cheaters?
Women make better cheaters.
Women?
How?
How?
Come on, y'all know what's going on.
Because number one, y'all don't know how to cheat. That's why. Number two, y'all leave all kind of paper trails.
And you know what else y'all do? Y'all be making them feel too comfortable.
Yeah.
Then they want to speak.
Thinking who feels too comfortable?
The side piece. Then she want to reach out and be contacting people because she feel like she got a little spot. It's no reason that your side piece should ever be contacting me. If y'all doing what y'all, don't let me find out. Don't let me find out. But don't have her writing.
You're going to whoop their ass.
I ain't even going to do that. I'm going to whoop it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all make them too comfortable.
Too
comfortable where they feel like they can pull up at your house.
Mm-hmm.
They can pull up at your job. They see y'all out in public.
They looking crazy. Giving it away.
They sending their girlfriends over there to say something to you. I mean... Yeah, I just get too comfortable with it.
Damn, Lee, sound like they talking from personal experience, don't
they? Yeah.
Now, I'm asking this because men don't do that shit.
Some of them. But not all the time.
Men don't do that shit. Men don't send other men over to other women's houses to be looking for them. Men don't step to other men while they out in public. Unless there's some foul shit going on. Why would we fuck up something that we've been going with for the last 2-3 years or whatever? It's like me and Rick smashing the same girl. You think I'm gonna say something to Rick while he out with the girl? Fuck no. I ain't got no reason to talk about that. I'm gonna get it when I get it. And I'm gonna keep it moving.
It's not even y'all talking about that. It's just the fact that they made themselves comfortable enough to even be in your circle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you and your woman, y'all sitting at the bar, and she there. She gonna do something. It's something. Either she gonna come up, she gonna touch you on the shoulder. Hey, how y'all doing? Trying to make herself seen. I done seen men do that bullshit too. What up, yo? Hey, hey girl, how you doing? Just stay in your lane.
See, I'm a different breed.
Is, what that nigga speaking to you for?
look, I'm a different breed because if I see it, because I ain't gonna lie, I've been the side dude in a situation, seeing girl and her dude out at an event or whatever, and we was in the same. I'm standing there. Me and girl have mutual friends, so I'm standing there in the circle talking or whatever, and then girl and dude walk up or whatever. And I'm just like, shit, all right, y'all, I'm going to holler at everybody. You know, boom, I go slide away to get, you know, get out the situation. That way ain't no looks being gave or nothing like that. And she just like, she like, hey, Rick, boom. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And then she like, this Rick, this such as a boom. All right, what up, bro? Boom. And I'm out.
Oh,
and
hell.
I was like, man, she tripping.
She just slow down.
Because I'm like this. I don't want to be in the dude's face because it's like, if you see me somewhere else or whatever, that was dude and that's who you fuck. All right.
Exactly. If I'm going to be the sad chick, I don't want you
to your role.
Shit to me. Don't even look at me.
Know your fucking role.
Exactly.
That's what
when you see me out in public.
Right.
Don't address me.
Yeah, you don't say shit to me. You don't side eye me.
Nothing.
You don't throw no hands up. You don't brush me. You don't say shit to me. Hey, I'm the motherfucking side piece.
Yeah.
Check this out, though.
I am of no interest to you in your household.
Exactly.
I'm extracurricular activity. That's me.
That's it.
I got one.
You don't say shit to me.
And Lee, I think I told you this story. Old girl worked for me. Or whatever. She worked for me when I was at Moe's Southwest Grill. I was the store manager there. I sit out, you know, in one of the tables doing my paperwork or whatever, because I would bring my laptop. That way I ain't got to sit in the office. I could just do it out there so I can keep an eye on everything that's going on. Girl come in, girl and her dude. They sit down, sit across from me. And I'm sitting there awkward as hell because I'm like, damn, like, I ain't never smashed her, but she would suck me up every day. But, you know, we sitting there. and I'm sitting there like, man, this awkward as hell. Like, because dude is really having a full out conversation with me, right? And then the whole time, I'm looking at her. She looking at me, and she laughing. And then she give me the symbol like, I got you tonight. I bet. And I was just like, shh. Like, man, these hoes is crazy.
We ain't got nothing to talk about. Matter of fact, this how well I'm gonna play it. We don't go to the same functions. Matter of fact, we don't even go to the same stuff in the city. Period. That's me. I'm not doing that shit. I know my role. If I'm the side dude, I know exactly my role. I'm there for extracurricular activity. That's it. Nothing else. I ain't trying to get in your household. I ain't trying to run by your house. Yeah. I ain't trying to see your kids. I ain't trying to be none of that. You see me on Thursdays and Saturdays or whatever day we got, and keep it moving. That's it.
No, I was just laughing because I told y'all, man, I've been emotionally unavailable for a long time. So I've been a certified side. So, hey, I'll admit it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll admit it. I wasn't really out there trying to find no relationship. I thought I would think I was, but then it's like, nah, that ain't what I want. But I had one girl one time, her son was like, I want Rick to be my stepdad. And everybody looked, we out in public. Everybody, like, look, and everybody just like, shit. And she was like, nah, what, you know, such and such, if anything, such and such. She like, nah, he was like, nah, I don't want him. I want Rick to be my stepdad. I'm like, fuck. It's time for me to go.
What the hell going on?
And then you mean the kids?
I was like, yeah, you had no, it wasn't no purpose. It wasn't no purpose, bro.
Know your role, dude. All you side piece people out there, know your fucking role.
That's what I'm saying. You don't go
know your role.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me in that situation. That was her. That was her.
That baby knew you. He cried your name.
He calls your name.
Yeah.
He did because it was.
You know why?
Yeah. Because what?
Yeah,
because what?
That motherfucker.
She would have that little nigga around.
Exactly.
You was having his ass up.
She was
right.
She was having him around.
You know smashed while they in the house.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't.
ain't no kid finna know my name.
That's what I'm saying.
You finna know my name. Come on.
Ain't no kid finna know my name.
No.
Y'all know about them kids. Them kids will tell on you.
I told about them kids, man.
They will tell on you.
Oh, tell on you.
Because
tell everything.
You know why? They don't know nothing but the truth.
Right.
They gonna tell you your butt stank, your breath stank, you ugly, your hair nappy. They gonna tell it. Them little kids.
I want Rick to be my daddy. Yeah. The whole nine. They can tell them all the truth.
Oh yeah. You know they gonna tell it.
You over there smashing while they getting out of school, walking in on you and shit. That's what they doing. You smashing on spring and summer break and shit. Come on, bro. Yeah, y'all meeting up at Walmart. She got kids in the car, blah, blah, blah. All that. Okay. That's what you know.
Uncle Rick.
Uncle Rick. It's my uncle right here. I want my uncle to be my daddy.
That boy said,
Uncle Daddy Rick.
Yeah, come Rick on now. With the pretty hair. That's going to be my
daddy. Hey, when that nigga said that, boy, hey, you know how. Oh, you know, like the cartoon where you see motherfuckers slide down in the chair and shit. That's how I was like goddamn, no there's like sense. 20 people around this motherfucker. This nigga just said
he told your whole story.
And look,
girl, had his mom out there getting told on.
Look, girl, and then there was one more dude that kind of knew the situation. Like, they mouths just went. Everybody else just looking like, what the hell going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
They already knew.
Yeah.
And somebody had
Daddy Rico over there. Yeah, you don't you don't be doing this shit, man.
That was somebody did. You heard me.
Well, Rick, it's Silent Whisper. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they say, I wonder how long that's been going on.
I will say this though, they were just dating. She wasn't married. She wasn't married.
They don't care.
Does that make it better?
They don't make it no better.
Hey, if you ain't married, what's that they say? If you ain't married, you single.
Wow.
Wow. Don't come over here with that mess.
They could have been in a committed relationship.
Yeah, but
she's uncommitted.
Stuff
to say. With her trifling ass. Uncle Daddy Rick and my mom. Oh, they getting it in.
Getting it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God damn. Anyway. So let me conclude this. Go ahead and wrap this shit up, because we'll be on this bitch all day talking about cheating, folks. and Uncle Daddies and all that old type stuff. I guess to me, and I guess to the panel here, that it'd be is personal preference. Whether you cheat up or cheat down, majority of the folks on this panel said that cheating down is useless, and it does happen. It happens all the time. Like I explained earlier, if it was me, it would have to be well worth my risk. Reward factor had to be beyond leaps and bounds. But I'm not going to put myself in that situation. Let me go ahead and put that out there, too, for all these people who are looking at me, calling me cheaters and shit.
You call yourself a cheater. What you talking about?
I did call myself a cheater because I was telling the truth. I was telling the truth. And I also agree with Alasia. Why are you cheating in the first place? I'm going to bring that back up as well, because if it's to that point, you've already crossed the line. You've already broke the trust. You've already stepped out. You've already done all this stuff already. So there's no coming back from that, unless you want to put in the effort and the time to keep going on and building with this particular person that you stepped out on, which is stupid to me because I'm that guy that blow that shit up. I don't give a damn. But it is what it is. Personal preference, I guess, is what it is. And we'll just leave it at that. Some people do, some people don't. Some people just don't give a damn. Like Tulane said earlier, they could be coming up out the goddamn sewer.
Fucking to be fucking.
It's fucking to be fucking. It's just fucking. So it is what it is. We're going to call it a day, call it a wrap. Hey. Yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that. I was going to say something, but I'm going to leave it at that. I want to go back to the couple that we was talking about, Tulane, about how they was like you saying. Yeah, go ahead and say that point.
You can hear, because I didn't
everything,
none of that.
Until I heard all of it.
That's when I started hearing stuff.
I was like, pay attention, because dude telling all his stuff, and she telling all her stuff.
She was telling me everything. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yep, it was horrible. And then after what, 3-4 glasses of liquor,
yeah,
and some food,
uh-huh,
they got some coffee,
uh-huh,
and then they sat by each other,
uh-huh, they were sitting across from each other,
yeah,
interviewing each other.
They were gonna go fuck.
Then all of a sudden, dude got up and walked.
If you sitting by each other,
walking around the street, yeah. They sat down next to him. They got all comfortable now.
Oh yeah, that's that. We finna fuck.
Is it?
Yeah.
They was gonna walk straight over there to the Moxie and get a room, getting it in. I said, look, got the coffee. I told Lee his friend go shit each other out, because who drink coffee?
Like that's what I was saying. After you've been drinking liquor, that's nasty.
I said, both of their stomachs gonna be toe up.
Yeah. Not even gonna.
I mean, that's what they do, man. That's what they do. I can't blame them for that. They're gonna be energized. I know that much. All that damn coffee they was drinking.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Two cups of coffee after a full meal and alcohol.
That's nasty.
It is nasty.
Then they want to sit by each other. I said, yeah. Oh, you finna start rubbing on them thighs.
You already know how it goes.
Yeah.
Had a little short dress on.
Hey, that's the test. Look, let's see how much she going by how far up she let me rub on that thigh.
Right. And they was out. Them suckers was out. Yeah,
they was out.
They was out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told them on my way out that I ain't want to have no awkward moment about brushing up against her. She was like, oh, no, come on out. We ain't finna have that. Karen Dupps out here in the meeting place.
Me too and shit.
Yeah. You know, Me Too movement on me. Shit. I was like, okay, well, all right, whatever. I announced my going in. That's the dude. And I announced my coming out.
That's the dude that rubbed his dick on me when he was getting out the seat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't. They one the dude smoke weed. She don't smoke weed. It was just all kind. They were just throwing all kind of stuff.
Okay,
just everything you can think of. They was just there.
My thing is this though. I had a woman teach me this on a date I was on because we sitting there talking or whatever, and I was like, and it baffled me because I'm used to those type of first dates where it feel more like an interview. And she hit me with, I ain't into all that. We gonna spend enough time together. I'm gonna get to know you, and I learn everything I want to know about you just through normal conversation. And I was like, damn,
which makes sense.
Yeah,
I was like,
they was putting all this stuff out on Front Street.
Yeah,
they was putting it all out on Front Street right off the rip. But like I said, when I told Tulane, just listen to what they talking about. That's when he was talking about the cheating.
Yep,
divorce. He wish he regretted cheating because he got a daughter involved and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, come on, bro. Don't nobody need to know all that.
Yeah.
Not on no first date.
No, not the first date.
You don't even know if you're going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
They was talking about the app. What's the app that you.
Tinder.
Yeah. They was talking about that.
Or Facebook dating.
No, they was talking about Tinder because she was talking about swiping right and left and all those stuff. I was like, man.
Nah, you nowadays you swipe right and left on all of them. It ain't just.
See, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about
it. you know who put me on Tinder back in the day in an Aerotech meeting?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
The Aerotech meeting.
You're not going to bring his name up.
I wouldn't go say his name.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't go say the name. But yeah, he put me on that. Like, Rick, check this.
Yes, it's a bunch of clowns there on my line doing the same thing. Swiping left and right and all that old shit. Make no damn sense. But anyway, let's wrap this thing up, man. It's been good, been safe. Y'all have a good week. Y'all have a good week. With that 1 hour over every day.
Yeah.
Okay, Kiki.
Yeah.
You said they're like, you ain't gonna be there.
Oh, I am. Yeah. I'm gonna get all mine in.
Yeah.
As usual. You know how it is. But, you know, we're gonna wrap it up, call it a day. Y'all be good, be safe, and we're going to talk to y'all another time next week.